This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shitejanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitejan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, the markets managed to snap the 4 days losing streak today. It was a smart recovery that we saw. So help us understand the broad factors that helped led the rally in today's trading session and also what is the outlook going forward?
Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. In fact, bulls managed to push the benchmark indices back above their crucial resistance levels on Wednesday. Well, thanks to positive global as well as domestic cues. Now, Nifty 50 is back above 12,100, while the Sensex rallied more than 400 points to reclaim 41,300 levels. Now, market rallied on hopes that the government is planning to consider some relief measures for the ailing telecom players, as well as crucial announcement from the cabinet meeting on the agriculture sector. In fact, cabinet approved 4,460 crore for dairy farming and has also approved tweaks to the crop insurance. Now, on the global front, there's a decrease in new virus cases and close to 80% of the Chinese factories have resumed work are all positive signals which fueled short covering rally in Indian markets. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex rose 428 points to 41,323, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 133 points to close at 12,125. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in energy, healthcare, oil and gas, FMCG, consumer durables, and power indices. In fact, broader markets outperformed as the mid-cap index rose 1.3%, while the small-cap index gained 1.4%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Zee Entertainment, Coal India, Grasim Industries, and Bharti Infratel. Well, in terms of losers, it was Sun Pharma, JSW Steel, and Tata Motors.
Right. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, if you could just help us, Shitej, understand which were the top sectoral performers of the day, and also which were the stocks where we actually saw the maximum volume spike.
Right. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the energy index, which rose 2.3%, followed by the healthcare index that was up 2.1%, and the oil and gas index gained 1.6%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 600% was seen in stocks like Wipro, Idea Cellular, HUL, Voltas, Torrent Pharma, and Aurobindo Pharma. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Torrent Pharma, Voltas, Adani Power, as well as Aurobindo Pharma, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Apollo Tyres, as well as Tata Motors.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this also, Shitej, there were a whole host of other stocks that were in action today. Let's start off with Vodafone Idea first. The share prices surged 38% after company's chairman, Kumar Mangalam Birla, also met telecom secretary, Anshu Prakash, this time around. Apart from this, ARSS infrastructure projects also share prices jumped about 15% after the company bagged an order worth 130 crore rupees today. Now, Man Industries share prices rose 3% after the company received a new export order of approximately 300 crore rupees from the MENA region. Now, SpiceJet share prices advanced more than 4% after reports made rounds that the company is going to launch a new domestic flight. Now, Aurobindo Pharma share prices also gained about 20% in trade after the company received an establishment inspection report, which is a clearance with voluntary action initiated status from the US FDA. Now, JLR's UK production has threatened by parts shortage due to coronavirus, and Tata Motors therefore was down 2%. Let's also talk about the technical view now. Shitej, help us understand what are the patterns suggesting to us and what will be the next crucial level to watch out for on the Nifty index?
Right. Well, in terms of technical charts, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. And if we have to look at it from a technical perspective or a pattern perspective, then it made a island reversal, kind of a bullish reversal formation on the daily charts. Now, as long as Nifty sustains above Wednesday's gap zone of 12,042 to 12,030 levels, I think one can retain an optimistic stance. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. In fact, the Nifty 50 is trading below its 50-day exponential moving average, which is placed at 12,140. Now, traders can make use of dips to create fresh long position with a stop loss below 12,030 levels on a closing basis and look for an initial target of 12,178. However, in case Nifty closes below 12,030, then it shall be considered as a weak sign which should ideally resume the downswing. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,300 followed by 12,500 and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,800.
All right. Thanks a lot then, Shitej, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.